Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakit Piris. Today, we go down to Pallakkale here in Sri Lanka, go across to the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai, and end up in Delhi for the three results of the World Cup games concluded yesterday. Okay, we also have a special announcement. Remember that today, Australia will play against Zimbabwe. Australia and Zimbabwe are in the same group as Sri Lanka, and Sri Lanka cricket has been very, very generous in opening the gates free of charge. So for those of you who want to watch this match, please enter the R. Premadasa Stadium through gate number 6. Gates are open at 9 o'clock. Play gets underway at 11 o'clock. Right, the first game, Sri Lanka versus Oman at Pallakkale. Sri Lanka made a massive score of 225 for the loss of 5 wickets, while Oman made only 120 for 9 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. So Sri Lanka, a comprehensive win by 105 runs. Here are the details. Sri Lanka's Kusal Mendis made 61 of 45 deliveries, 7 boundaries, 2 massive sixes. Pawan Ratnayake made 60 of 28 deliveries, 8 boundaries, 1 six, strike rate of 214.20. Dasun Shanaka had a field day. He made 50 runs in 20 deliveries, 2 boundaries, 5 massive sixes, and that strike rate, you'll remember, 250. Kamindu Mendis came in at the end, chipped in with 19 runs, two massive sixes in his 7 ball stay. Look at that strike rate, 271. Fantastic, isn't it? So Sri Lanka's middle order gelling together, but the openers, Pathum Nisanka and Kamil Mishra, are struggling. As far as the bowling is concerned, Fazal Shah, wicketless for 28. He bowled 4 overs. Jay Odara, 1 for 14. Sufyan Mohammed, 1 for 60. And Jithani, 2 for 41. Let's look at the scoring rate of Sri Lanka. In 6 overs, that's the power play overs, Sri Lanka made 58 but lost 2 wickets. In the 10th over, they were 96 for 2. By the 15th over, they were 146 for 3. That's the indication that Sri Lanka was coming in for a massive score. But in the last 5 overs, Oman sadly conceded 79 runs. They took 2 wickets, but too many runs leaked. Oman ultimately 120 for 9, struggling all the way through. Mohammad Nadeem, 53. Wasim Ali, 27. Dushman Chamira just bowled 2 overs. He took 2 for 18. Maya Srikshana in 4 overs, 2 for 11. Bilal again, 4 overs, 1 for 17. Kamindu Mendis just bowled 2 overs. He took 1 for 10. But the concern for Sri Lanka is Dushan Hemantha, who replaced Manindu Hasaranga in his 4-over spell. He was stumped for 45 runs. Let's look at their journey for this 120. That's Oman's journey. 6 overs, they conceded 33 wickets, but they scored 36 runs. In the 10th over, Oman was 61 for 3. In the 15th over, 107 for 8. But in the last 5 overs, they made only 13 runs. So that's a poor score for an international team. Pawan Ratnayake, the Sri Lankan, was adjudicated as man of the match. Right-hander who bats at number 4. But many feel that he could have got to 100 had he been a little bit more disciplined. Right, now then, let's go across to the Wankhede Stadium, where Nepal were thumped by 10 wickets by Italy. Nepal were put into bat, bowled out for 123. Very poor performance. Rohit Powdal, the captain, made 23. Asif Sheikh, 27. Arif Sheikh made 20. But at the end of the day, it was a very poor batting performance by Nepal. But credit must be given to the Italian bowlers, and their fielding was very disciplined. Sri Lankan-born Kalu Gamage took 3 for 18. Ben Manat, who opened the bowling with his right arm off spin, 4 overs, no maidens, 9 runs for 2 wickets. Excellent figures. Jasprit Singh, 1 for 8. Ali Hassan, 1 for 34, and Smalt, 1 for 22. Their journey to the score of 123. In 6 overs, 46 for 1 wicket, looking good. 10 overs, there was a little bit of danger, 67 for 3. By the time Nepal came to the 15th over, 97 for 5. And in the last 5 overs, they managed to get only 26 runs and lost 5 wickets, bowled out for 123. Italy surprisingly got to the target in just 12.4 overs. The two brothers, the Moscow brothers, Justin made 60 for 44 deliveries, 5 boundaries, 3 massive sixers. Anthony Moscow, his brother, 62 in 32 deliveries, 3 boundaries, 6 massive sixers, strike rate of 193.75. Even Lamachini, the well-known leg spinner in the world playing for Nepal, went wicketless. He bowled only 3 overs but conceded 31 runs. Italy have created history winning their first ever World Cup game by 10 wickets. Sri Lankan-born Christine Kalugamage was adjudicated as man of the match for his 3 for 18. Their journey to the target in 6 overs, 68 without a wicket, and in 10 overs, there were 97 without a wicket. And mind you, in 2.4 overs, they made 27 runs to win the game. Right, last of all, we go to Delhi, where India have Namibia. Well, that was something predictable, isn't it? India was put into bat. They'll be disappointed at the tail enders because they lost some quick wickets, but they still made 209 for 9. Ishan Kishan made 61 off 24 deliveries, 6 boundaries, 5 massive sixers. Look at their strike rate, 215. Hardik Pandya, 52 in 28 deliveries, 4 boundaries, 4 massive sixers, strike rate of 185.71. Well, Tilak Varma made 25, Sanju Samson 21, and Shivan Dubey ran out for 23, so he'll be disappointed. Only Jeran Eramus was of some threat to the Indians, who still lost 9 wickets with 2 runouts. Gerard, the captain, took 4 for 20. Let's take a look at their journey. In 6 overs, India made 86 for 1. Fantastic batting, isn't it? In the 10th over, they were 120 for 2. In the 15th over, they were 168 for 4. So one would have expected with the Indian batting lineup to have a total of at least 230, but they slumped a little bit. They made only 41 runs, so they lost 5 wickets, and they ended up 209 for 9, setting a target of 210. And Namibia never looked in contention. 116 bowled out. Well, the top scorer, though, was none other than Jack Franklin, who made made 22. Lorenz Tiepkamp, 20, and Gerard Eramus, 18. The bowling, Varun Chakravarti, 2 overs, 7 runs, 3 wickets. Brilliant, isn't it? Pandya, 2 overs for 21, and Akshar Patel, 2 for 20. Look at their journey. In 6 overs, Namibia looked impressive. They made 57 runs, lost only 1 wicket. By the time they came to the 10th over, when the spin being introduced, they slumped to 88 for 4. And ultimately, in the 15th over, they were 105 for 6, lost their 4 wickets in 3.2 overs to be bowled out for 116. So well played, India. They also are now topping Group A. We'll come to all that and more as far as the points table are concerned on our podcast tomorrow. Before I wind up, just a gentle reminder, and this reminder comes from our rugby host, Shane Dullava. He has made mention that tomorrow is a big day for Cup Rugby because CRNFC will be playing against Kandy. And mind you, CR beat Kandy in their own den. So Kandy needs to settle a score. And Kandy beat Havelocks, I remember last week, here in Colombo. And experts stated they are back to their winning ways. So we are going to have an excellent rugby game tomorrow. All you rugby lovers, please support Sri Lanka Rugby and watch CRNFC. Traditional rivals actually now playing against Kandy. That's it from me and Lucky Pieris. Stay tuned as I spin your record for your listening pleasure.